This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Charmila and Lynn. And now we're looking into the uproar surrounding a local drama, Perempuan Itu, or more accurately, one clip of it that has been shared on Twitter to a lot of feedback, really.
So the teaser was uploaded on social media by local actor Azul Arifin, and subsequently there have been people or different bodies, right, talking about investigation and further action that's going to be taken. I don't know how much of it I can say on air.
I'm interested to hear you try.
The scene is best described as, it's a sequence of events, a lot of rapid cuts from one scene to another to another. But it involves, at different points, a man removing his shirt, a woman sort of on a person in a suggestive way, feeding food in a suggestive fashion.
In suggestive costume.
In suggestive costume, yes. And there's a lot of sort of throwing people against walls and long lingering looks.
Yes, so it's a scene from an upcoming TV drama called Perempuan Itu. And essentially, once it was uploaded, it got a lot of criticism for being unsuitable for our culture, for instance, for being, why is it being released at this time, particularly given that we're just coming up to Ramadan? Now, if we look at what the actual law says regarding what can be aired under the National Film Development Corporation of Malaysia licensing regulation, a license can be revoked if the licensee has been convicted of an offence when it comes to dishonesty, fraud or immorality. And FINAS actually asks industry players to be more cautious and sensitive when it comes to producing their works. So right now there is word that action might be taken on the production based on this act. But there's also just generally a lot of public conversation happening in terms of what's appropriate and what's not. And as you said, Lynn, the actor who shared that clip is currently under investigation. For what it's worth, TV3 has said that the clip was never something that was supposed to be aired, that it was shot and that they hadn't discussed airing it. That's where we're at. We're going to discuss this question of really morality, appropriateness when it comes to the things that we watch on TV or in film. We'd like to hear from you. Have you seen the clip? What did you make of it? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by filmmaker Nadia Hamza. Nadia, thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
What do you make of the uproar surrounding this clip? What do you think is at the root of it?
Well, honestly, it's not something that is entirely alien to us because we're, we watch a lot of Western content with such sexual and explicit scenes anyway. But I think what makes it different is the timing. And also, it also looks borderline softcore porn. I mean, they were this close before just doing the nasty, you know. And if it's supposed to be a marketing collateral to like a show that will be aired on a national free-to-air station, and I think that's what's causing a lot of noise amongst people because, you can't even show like underwear or lingerie on screen. So if something like this was passed through, then we can actually have a conversation about what's allowed and what's not.
Let's talk a little bit more about the stuff that you just raised, right, about lingerie, for example. What sorts of guidelines do films and shows have to adhere to when it comes to, quote-unquote, decency on screen?
I think at the moment, it's really like, it's quite basic. So nothing that is sensitive to race, religion, and we have to preserve the manners, decency, and sensitivities of multi-ethnic and multi-religious society of Malaysia. But I think recently there was some noise made about like, TV, shopping online when they showed like they were trying to sell innerwear and that was hailed as being inappropriate. So it's really quite subjective, really. Especially, but if it's for TV, then I think it's a lot stricter.
How does this differ between, between locally made and foreign content? Because, you know, as you mentioned, we've seen many equally and more provocative scenes elsewhere.
The thing is, if we were to go on Netflix, for example, they have trigger warnings, they have age guidelines. However, this clip, when it came about, there were no trigger warnings, nothing. It just came about. Anybody can watch it. And for the actor who has 2.8 million followers on Instagram, no wonder people were making a lot of noise about it. So, you know, there were no warnings at all. And it purely was to provoke. It was meant to provoke. There's no other way they can explain it.
So from your point of view, what other considerations do you make as a filmmaker in terms of societal values and what might or might not work on screen?
I think it all boils down to context. So I think if you were to ask a different filmmaker, the answer would be different. But as for myself, if something really needs it, there's context for it, and your story like earns it, I think you can depict it in a tasteful way. So like this particular clip, it came about with no context at all. Like I said, it was borderline softcore porn. So what was the point of it all?
How might religious sensitivities play into all this?
I mean, timing is also like a major important factor here. We are less than 2 weeks into going into Ramadan, where people are supposed to be more pious, more religious, wanting to do more for, and wanting to become a better Muslim. So for the particular actor to just release it at this point, I think it was a little bit insensitive. He is not devoid of scandal. Sorry. It's not new. It's not new because he's been in the news for such things like this before. So, but timing, yeah.
I was going to talk about the actor anyway, because he is currently being investigated by MCMC specifically for posting the clip. What do you make of this?
I can't really speak of it from a legal perspective, but I think it's a bit unfair to just pinpoint like a single actor because, the whole clip was produced by a group of people. So there must have been a cameraman. I mean, there was effort put into it. Like the last shot was a drone shot. So it was probably lit, it was probably directed. It must have been a script. So, you know, if you were to say, to pinpoint one person because he is the most recognizable face, I think you should drag along the whole entire team. I mean, nobody put a knife through their necks and said, you have to do this, you have to release it, you're under contract or something like that. So it was all done with this conscience. So if you're going to haul up one person, I think the whole entire production should be involved, especially the producers.
So there's no word yet on what action will ultimately be taken. What are the possible consequences?
Honestly, like I said, I think this is not a new scandal for the actor, but I think the consequences will be very, it's harmful in a sense. It will affect the rest of us filmmakers. I mean, it's already hard enough right now. It's going to be even harder because LPF is going to scrutinize every single thing. So even if I were to shoot like a very subtle, like hinting of any, alluding to sex or whatever, even that will not be allowed. So people are already talking about how censorship hinders their creativity. This is going to snowball effect on the rest of us. So I feel like it's really irresponsible of this particular group to really consciously just put out this clip, because I don't think they're thinking about the rest of us who are struggling within our creative work to put out more substantial content.
Nadia, thanks for speaking with us today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
That was filmmaker Nadia Hamza weighing in on the controversy that's being generated by a clip from a TV show, Perempuan Itu, that's making the rounds. Do keep your thoughts coming. Have you watched it? What did you make of it? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have messages already.
The easiest one to read is this from Stephen, who says, let's do a popcorn culture review for that local drama, to which, Stephen, I can tell you now, no.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. I'm sorry. But, you know, if the teaser is supposed to make you want to watch more of the drama, I think that one ended up having an opposite effect on me.
We have Munif saying, number one, uproar over a staged consensual sexual act. Number two, support for a very real practice of marrying and performing sexual acts on underage girls. Yes, sounds like the policymaker's logic, all right. And, you know, this is a comparison I've seen made quite a bit in this context. Also drawing the context between how teaching sex ed is not allowed. However, something like this can so easily be created and posted.
I mean, that's the thing. I think that the conversation around Perempuan Itu is actually more complex than the clip itself, because it raises a number of points, right? Whether it is about the ways in which we depict this sort of thing on screen, whether it's about the kind of gatekeeping that happens with local content in comparison to foreign content, or in fact this very issue of sex ed and how it is that we think about something like child marriage, it's all off a piece. We also have two messages that speak to one another. Lok says, we're already one of Pornhub's key markets. Why still pretend to be so holier than thou? Po, meanwhile, says, don't just pretend this is a total sin. People need 2 hours of wild imagination. Now, I don't know about 2 hours. It is a drama. So, and I don't think that the entire thing would have been that. But I think one thing that has happened from this is, timing aside, and timing is key, I think that it has at least opened up a conversation about sexuality in Malaysia. For better or for worse, I don't think the conversation is super productive, but it is one that probably needs to be had at some point.
And I think the point that our guest Nadia made earlier, right, about context and trigger warnings, perhaps, and how this is shared. Because one of the problems with social media is that you could encounter this anywhere. You could encounter this clip without looking for it. You could see it on social media. And therefore, it becomes quite difficult to box in who would see it and whether they wanted to see it and whether they are at the appropriate age, for instance, to see it. And that sometimes also, I think, can be an issue.
I mean, Nadia earlier raised the following of the actor in question. So, you know, you're exactly right, right? You have no idea who this is going to reach. Sonia says, I heard the clip is not part of the show even. It's so bizarre why they would do this and for them to get the main actor to push it out. LPF has cleared the show because what is actually on it is quite vanilla.
Yeah, actually the rationale behind it honestly ended up sounding as bizarre as the fact that suddenly this clip was on everyone's timelines on social media, because what is the process? You're clearly a production. What is the process in terms of your publicity?
You're clearly a production. Yes, I mean, one would hope, one would think. We also have Ling saying, I just watched a Malay movie where I saw a brother asking his adopted sister if she would like to marry him. If you want to talk about yucky, that movie is the one that should be banned. I felt like vomiting when that scene was shown.
So, I am not one to advocate censorship, right? But I think that's a valid point in terms of obscenity or values that are not aligned with yours don't necessarily just appear in visual form. They can be storyline related or conversation related. Keep those thoughts coming. If you've seen the clip, if you'd like to weigh in, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.